You're listening to Civic Media. You can tune into any of our live shows on any radio station across the state with the Civic Media app. Find us in your phone's app store and listen anytime, anywhere. This is your WAUK Daily News Roundup for the Shaw, 101.1 FM and 540 AM in Waukesha.
For 540 WAUK News, I'm Stuart J. Waddles. Milwaukee leaders are calling for an emergency meeting to talk about rising violence in the downtown entertainment district. There were two shootings on Water Street over the past weekend. Common Council President Jose Perez and Alderman Bob Ballman want the police department to find solutions, as bar owners say the violence is driving customers away. Police are still searching for the suspects in the two Water Street shootings. A 24-year-old has been arrested in a deadly shooting from 2 weeks ago. The pilot in a Watertown crash 2 years ago was disoriented. The NTSB's final report on the 2023 Watertown plane crash blames the accident on pilot error caused by spatial disorientation and the influence of gabapentin, codeine, and Delta-8 THC. 73-year-old Dr. William Buchholz and his 8-year-old grandson Colin died when their plane went down near a park in foggy conditions. The plane went down just miles from the airport. Style was invited, more is showing up. A political game of sorts is taking place in Racine today as Milwaukee-area Congresswoman Gwen Moore meets with people at a town hall. She'll be answering questions about the Republican tax law. A group called Opportunity Wisconsin is putting together the event at Gateway Technical College. In a statement, they claim the new law threatens health care for millions and cuts food assistance programs. They say the actual congressman for the Racine area, Brian Style, was invited to the event and that Moore is showing up. Also appearing at the event in Racine at 6 tonight, Secretary of State Sarah Godlewski. The AP reported yesterday that she plans to run for lieutenant governor next year. Congressman Style will host his own in-person listening session Thursday night. That'll be held in Elkhorn. Some streets in River West have turned into rivers. Flooded streets are causing trouble for drivers in Milwaukee's River West neighborhood. The city says there was scheduled maintenance by a waterworks crew, which led to the release of a lot of water from a main yesterday. Officials say the intersection near Humboldt and Concordia was impacted. They're telling people that there's nothing to worry about with the water quality or service disruptions. While it was happening before January 20th, it's now happening a lot more. Savannah Tomei Olson has more.
Immigration arrests have doubled in Wisconsin since President Donald Trump took office. That's according to a new analysis by the Milwaukee Journal Sentinel. Their numbers show the average number of ICE arrests in the state jumped from 37 per month to 85 per month. They also found that the number of people with no criminal records being arrested is five times what it was at the end of President Joe Biden's term. That includes people who are accused of immigration violations, which are mostly civil offenses, not criminal ones.
The state is throwing in $5 million. Private donors are kicking in too. Now they just need another $11 million. Milwaukee's War Memorial Center is trying to reach an $18 million fundraising goal for preservation work. The funds will help create a maintenance endowment and replace county support, which will end within 10 years. War Memorial organizers say they're optimistic about meeting their goal and will seek additional state funds and grants to fill the gaps. And that's news on 540 WAUK. I'm Stuart J. Waddles.
It's the Brewers and the Cubs. Hi, I'm Mike Clemens with sports. Baseball tonight as the crew hosts the Cubs in Game 2 of their series. Milwaukee with a win last night, 8-4. But a rough start for Jacob Mizorowski. The Miz giving up 3 runs and throwing 40 pitches in the top of the first. Was it as rough as it looked?
I mean, yeah. It's a long inning, so everything, you know, sucks. Really start feeling a little loose, you know, and every pitch keeps in the way just so that little bit. Definitely the settling down and getting the 10 outs. Thought I did my job in getting us in a position that we can succeed.
Brewers manager Pat Murphy.
First inning, we're down 3-0. He feels horrible. His adrenaline. I learned a lot about him, and it just goes to show you the kid can pitch, not just throw.
NFL Packers training camp continues with practice and pads. Running back Marshawn Lloyd injured in the first set of downs after being clobbered by former Raiders defensive back Nate Hobbs. Lloyd ended up sitting out the rest of practice. With sports, I'm Mike Clemens.
On your entertainment beat, I'm Pete Schwabba. As far as episodic TV goes, nothing gets me more excited than a well-done cop show. There have been 2 spinoffs so far from the Amazon Prime cop show, Bosch, a show about a stubborn, uncompromising police detective played by Titus Welliver. In a new cop show, Welliver heads up the cast in Westies. According to Collider, Welliver plays Glenn Keenan, a Vietnam vet and gritty beat cop. The story is set in the early 80s in Hell's Kitchen in New York and follows the Westies, a real-life Irish street gang, as they try to carve out a piece of the action despite being a much smaller force than the Mafia's five families of New York. Welliver calls his character deeply corrupt and very dark, but also nuanced. Joining him in the cast are J.K. Simmons, Tom Brittany, Jessica Francis Duke, and just added additions Sarah Bulger and Stanley Morgan. The Westies will drop on MGM Plus sometime in 2026. Phineas and Ferb are coming back in 2026. Season 5 is currently on the air, but it's being called a revival. At Comic-Con last week in San Diego, the producers celebrated said revival of the Disney show, which launched 10 new episodes June 5th, and announced that the next batch of episodes will drop next year. Phineas and Ferb debuted in 2007, but went off the air in 2015. The USA Network has announced it has canceled Resident Alien, despite the show carving out a nice following over its four seasons. The announcement was made right before the season 4 finale last week. The sci-fi comedy is about an alien who is also a doctor in a small town and tries to conceal his identity. The show is based on a book of the same title. Executive producer Chris Sheridan says he wasn't totally caught off guard by the surprise, and for what it's worth, says the season 4 finale episode is his favorite of the whole series. During the recent SNL 50th anniversary show, Dan Aykroyd was a notable absence. He has finally come forward with why he did not attend the celebration broadcast. Putting it very simply, the 73-year-old Aykroyd said he wanted to sit with his family and eat his own popcorn while he got to watch the nostalgic fun. South Park creators Trey Parker and Matt Stone went there in the season premiere of season 27. They discussed the episode during Comic-Con, as well as their struggles with Paramount to get the show on the air as it was seen. During the episode, the writer showed a naked commander-in-chief walking through the desert and did not blur over any private parts, albeit pretty cartoonish private parts. The writing team said they argued back and forth with Paramount for 4 days about what they would show and what they wouldn't. But in the end, Parker and Stone were unrelenting and got their way. The writers say they are fully expecting to be sued by a certain Oval Office resident. For more showbiz fun, tune in to Nightlight with me, Peach Wabba, weeknights from 6 to 8 p.m. on the Civic Media Radio Network.
We could see an isolated thunderstorm this morning and again this afternoon. Otherwise, partly cloudy today and muggy with a high of 84. Tonight, some rain after midnight, 69. Tomorrow, partly to mostly cloudy with showers and a high of 77. I'm meteorologist Sean Cable. Temperature now 73.
That's your WAUK Daily News Roundup from Civic Media. Subscribe to this podcast on Spotify, Apple, or wherever you find your podcasts. Find more news at waukradio.com. The national news cycle never stops, but it can be hard to find news about your local community. Civic Media is dedicated to providing quality local and state news coverage across Wisconsin. With the Civic Media app, you can get notifications about local stories that matter to you and your community. Find the free Civic Media app in your phone's app store and choose notifications from the menu to tell us what kind of news you want to hear about.